From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her head. I hear the sound of on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up her vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies. And in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com to take a look at the shows and the hosts that we bring to you so you can get information to be better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter, producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which we just had 2 weekends ago at the Monterey Fairgrounds, October 29th and 30th. It was a fabulous time. It was the prelude to Halloween, to Samhain, and All Saints Day, All Souls Day, to the Day of the Dead, the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and it was a time to have fun. So hopefully you'll sign up at rhodapsychicfair.com for the email list, to get on that list, to be informed of the ongoing events throughout the year, and to be notified for our next event next October at the Monterey Fairgrounds, the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Vendors, readers, healers, all types of things and lectures going on. So there's an awful lot to choose from. Well, here we are almost to the middle of November. It is November 10th. To all you Marines out there, happy birthday, Marines, since it is the birthday of the Marine Corps, the 241st birthday, Semper Fi, and many more to all you Marines in and out of uniform. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, honoring our veterans, again, in and out of uniform, to honor those who have served our countries in more than just a typical capacity. So I want to say thank you to all out there for their service. The 10th of November. And as you know, I do like me some Day by Day by James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his essay in 1903, As a Man Thinketh. He took the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And James Allen wanted us to know that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. Whether you like it or not, your present reality in your world that you control is a direct outcome of your past thoughts and actions. And each day, as we awaken, we face a new opportunity to create a new future by the thoughts and actions we create within that day. You see, we're not predestined or fated to a future based on our past thoughts and actions. Only our thoughts and actions in the present moment. Our attitudes and beliefs shape our reality, and we're the master of our attitudes and beliefs. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been broken up into a little section for each day of the month, so it's a little more digestible, and you can focus on it and think about it, and I love to share from it. And for the 10th day of the month, James Allen tells us, take the responsibility. A person is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. You know, ever since the election, I've seen a slew of things on my Facebook page from people who said, those who didn't support Bernie Sanders in the primaries, you're responsible. And I voted for Jill Stein, but I'm not responsible. And everybody is making someone else responsible for the outcome of the election. See, I don't care what you did or didn't do. You're responsible. I'm responsible. All of us are responsible for what happened in this election, just as we're responsible based on our past thoughts and actions for our own lives. Take the responsibility. A person is buffeted by circumstances so long as he believes himself to be the creature of outside conditions. We don't own all of the outcomes that come our way, but we own all of the choices we make based on what's presented to us. Take responsibility for where we are and decide how you, as an individual, can make it better. Don't blame me. I won't blame you. Take the responsibility. To get control of our circumstances, we have to acknowledge personal accountability for being where we are. Otherwise, we're only making ourselves a victim. Don't be a victim. Be the owner of where you are. Be the owner of your present reality. And be the crafter and creator of your future. One of the other things I like to do each day is share from Daily Word. Daily Word is put out by Unity, and it's a wonderful little publication that gives a little affirmation for each day. Of course, this is very Christian-based, and I take out some of the words and replace them with mine to make them more general. But today it says, thank the divine for the grace in your life. So no matter where you feel you are, frustrated, angry, upset, energized, thank the divine for the grace in your life. Allow yourself to be the recipient of things for which you're grateful and not things for which you're dissatisfied. Open your heart to love. Open your heart to gratitude and thank the divine for the grace in your life. And that leads us into our segment for today. Stephen Heckhouse is a healer and a channel. He's practiced massage therapy and energy healing for more than 25 years. Now, through his extensive professional experience coupled with decades of meditation practice, he's created and cultivated a highly refined sensitivity to disruptions in the natural balance of the physical, mental, and spiritual worlds. And Stephen joins us on the second Thursday of each month to channel through his divine messages. So let's welcome Stephen Heckhouse and his divine messages.
Thank you, Silarzar. I'm here sitting in my car outside of the house of the last appointment I had for the day. And I usually call into the show just anywhere I am. So here I am. Let's see. For anybody new, here is what I do. I've been meditating for a long, long time and clearing out my own past impressions and disorders within myself. And after having done it for a long, long time for myself, the energy seemed to broaden out to do it for other people, to help other people release stress and strain from their minds and hearts and bodies. What happens is I've been doing this for so long, it's automatic now. I just let go of everything and the divine takes over, and I act as a conduit or a channel. For it to come through, and it can do healing for people, individuals, or groups. It can give messages. Usually it's a combo of healing and messages. And I don't always know who's going to come through. Different divine beings come through. A lot of times it's Mother Mary or what I call Mother God, even bigger than Mother Mary, but sometimes I can't tell the difference between Mother Mary and Mother God. It's all sort of the same thing after a while. all kinds of divine beings can come through, or divine energies can come through. Sometimes it's the sun itself, with like soft yellow light. And what happens is these energies come through, and they help people out, generally by infusing light into the people. And when the light comes in, the stresses, whether new or old, that have been locked inside them, tend to be released to a greater or lesser degree. Generally, people can feel better when these energies come through. So when I'm working, my hands can wave around. I get used as kind of an instrument for stress release. This is my specific job, for stress release and for messages from the divine. And when things get released from people, I'm very empathic, so it kind of runs through in me and makes me move around a little bit. And my hands can act kind of like to wave things away. So my hands are very active when I'm doing this generally. I'm waving things away. And my breath can sound a little bit like this. Sort of a mechanism. And what it came to me once was simply blowing stresses away. I myself, Stephen Heckhouse, have no idea how to do this. I don't take any credit for whatsoever. It's just the divine that I act as a conduit for. So I just want to be really clear about that. It's the divine that works, that I open myself to, and it helps people. So I'm going to go into state now, and give me a minute or so. Sometimes it happens really fast, and sometimes it takes a little while, and I never know. I don't have any control over it. So I'm just going to start, and I better say when and if, because I never know for sure. It always does, but I don't want to control it. So I'm just going to go into state, and give me a minute or two, and we'll see where it goes from there. All right. I'm just going to go into the silence now. The soft divine grace coming down to the world. This feels like, yeah, it's like Mother God. It's like soft pink light. It's like heaven coming down to the planet. Very beautiful. Very nice. Very nice. You may or may not feel this. Everybody's different. But frequently people feel it. Sometimes people don't. But that doesn't mean that nothing is happening. Good things can happen with this work. I'm just getting rather infused with this soft, divine pink light right now. Pink light, I always associate it with Mother God or Mother Mary. It makes me think of love, the soft pink light. And this does feel like Mother Mary. And Mother God, Mother Mary. She's very sweet. And there is one person she wants to help here. I don't know who this is. Generally don't know. There's a person made of white light in their essence. But it looks like there's a person that is sad. This person made out of white light is sort of standing by him or herself. But it looks like there's some sorrow, some sadness. So it looks like we're working with this individual. I don't know if this is the person on the planet or a spirit being. It could be a spirit being. But the universal being growing stronger here. Hmm. sometimes there's no words. Let me just go a little bit deeper into the silence. Let me just take a time to get really quiet and go deeper into the silence. Like I say, sometimes this takes a little while. I don't have any control over it. But just bear with me. Something usually happens. It comes and goes, and I just got to be still and wait for it to happen. Looks like we're doing something on a global scale with a country perhaps on the other side of the world from Monterey. It sort of seems like China on the globe, China lighting up like golden light. God knows they've got their problems, just like all the rest of us, but they have they have quite a few problems over there with pollution, for one. Air pollution. Let's just see. I just see China lighting up for whatever reason. It's like China lighting up and Mother God gracing the whole area. Looks like some stress is leaving the country. Stresses don't have to be just with individuals. They can be for countrywide things. So it looks like some stresses leaving that part of the world. And then for this part of the world as well, something looks to be starting. Mother Divine's hands going out over the world. Her hands are very big, and they're just made out of the universe itself. They're just universally sized hands, and they're so kind. They help people in need. They just help. So her Mother Divine's hands going out over the world. Like things going in a quieter direction. Instead of noisiness, things are going in the direction of stillness and silence and less agitation, because God only knows, and God knows things can get very agitated on the planet. So things at this moment look to me like things are calming down and going down to the level of silence, going in that direction. Silence vibrating. Heaven manifesting. You know, as if heaven manifesting in the world. and this divine being, like I say, I get confused if it's Mother God or Mother Mary, I can't tell the difference, but this divine feminine being is just so happy. She's just so happy. Like universal mom, you know, best mom anybody could ever have. But of a divine nature, and absolutely kind and sweet. And she is universal in scope. She's very big. All right, let me go deeper into this. Like I say, things go silent sometimes. The spirit takes its own sweet time. But then it usually starts up again in terms of words. It looks like heaven. See, there it comes again. Heaven starting to cover the world. It's very delicate. It's very sweet. Very wonderful. Like, it's like the feeling of falling in love. But not necessarily directed toward anybody particular. It's just love. It's the sweetest darn thing. It's like heaven starting to go over the globe. Everything just sort of turning to roses here. Yeah, once again, sometimes there can be periods of just stillness here because nothing comes through at that moment. Just gonna go a little bit deeper into this. Feels like there's something supposed to come through here. I just don't have it yet. I can tell when the session ends because it'll have an ending quality to it. It feels like there's something coming. It just hasn't quite gotten here yet. So maybe bear with me here. Let me just be with this. Looks like there's lots of people. Okay, here's something. Looks like there's lots of people with white light in their hearts. Never seen this before. White light in people's hearts. Well, there's a lot of energy here, but no real words right now. So I'm thinking maybe I'll give the mic back to Solar Czar, because like I say, I never have any control of this. Sometimes it's a lot of words that come and messages, and sometimes it's just mainly stillness. Let me get a few more seconds, but otherwise I think I'll give it back to Solar Czar. Oh, okay. It looks like good things happening on the planet. I guess I just have to talk about it sometime. Looks like good things happening on the planet. Almost like a cooling breeze blowing over the land. And it's like happiness coming to the world. I apologize for this taking so long to get here, but it's here now. It looks like happiness coming to the world. God knows we've needed it here. And now even more happiness, like a wave of it's like coming down in a stream. And divine grace. And people's hearts lightening up. And Mother Divine almost saying, just, makes me laugh, just settle down. Like there's a lot of things that can happen on the planet, and Mother Divine saying, like, basically, just settle down. It's okay. Just settle down. It's almost like that Saturday Night Live performance about being simmering down a long time ago. It's like, just simmer down now, but settle down. Just settle down. It looks like the main thing for the Earth is to develop unity. Unity with all the diverse people, all the diversity of the world, and coming together as one essence. And all the things that we've been going through could just settle down. All the wars and all that kind of stuff. Like almost the people of the world, or a lot of people in the world, thinking maybe we could try something different rather than just the usual thing of guns and bullets and things in that direction. Let that be part of the past and not what we're moving into. Moving into it looks like moving into a world of light, moving into light instead of being in the darkness of the past, moving into light. It looks like a combination of white and gold light, sort of shimmering light, golden light. Like letting the past go and going into the new. leaving all that other stuff behind. And thank you to Solar Czar for being, it looks like, a citizen of the sun. I see Solar Czar lit up with, it looks like, sunlight. Just beautiful. Very wonderful being, and lit up with sunlight. And I'll give the mic back to you, Solar Czar, now. I think things are coming to a close here. A rather silent session, but words don't always come through that much. Sometimes it's a word a second, and sometimes it's not. But it seems like it worked out.
Well, thank you, Stephen. As I always like to say, that this is one of my favorite shows of the month, when I get to sit and listen and hear the blessings that you bring through for all of us. It's nice to know that the world is going to get happy, because it doesn't seem very happy at the moment. So
yeah.
I look forward to the rolling happiness that you said we're going to be seeing. Happy with more happy and more happy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. So any additional thoughts or words or...
Let me see. I've been waiting to see the whole session this time. Let me see. Oh, love for everyone. Just love for everyone. I think it just took a while to get here. Sometimes it just takes a while sometimes. Just love for everyone. Just love for everyone.
Well, that's a wonderful message and a wonderful way to kind of close. We want to remind folks that you actually have, remind folks is not the right word there, but let folks know that you actually have a new website that they could go to. Although if they use Amrita Loca, they'll get there. But the new website is, let's see, I've got it here, is healingthroughgrace.com. And they can connect with you and tie in and contact you and get information about what you do and arrange private sessions with you or see what other events you have going on. So that's healingthroughgrace.com. Is there anything else coming up, Stephen, that you wanted to mention about your work or things that you have going on?
Let's see. I had a very successful group at the psychic fair this time. So I want to move into working more with groups and individuals, but groups, it seems like something I'm growing into, so I'd like to work more with groups.
Yeah.
And working with individuals in the group and then private sessions.
So that lets folks know, too, if they wanted to get with you and work out an arrangement for you to come and do group work with them, you're open to that.
That's just great, yeah.
Sure.
I think, and with me, it's a lot of times with the radio show, sometimes it's better if I have a question, you know, like at the psychic fair, for instance. People can come to me and with certain things, and it's like, okay, the energy just takes off with that. That's how it can work better sometimes.
Okay.
So that's always good to know. So thank you, Stephen. I want to thank you once again for joining us, and you'll be back the second Thursday in December. Same bat time, same bat channel. And we look forward to having you back and hope you have a wonderful November, a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we can't wait to hear what guidance and gifts you bring forth for us in December.
Well, thank you, Solar Czar. I'll see you then.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to close out with just a little bit about what's going on astrologically right now. Yesterday, you may have recalled from Tuesday's show, yesterday Mars entered Aquarius at 9:51. Actually, it was Tuesday night, 9:51 p.m. Pacific time. And that means all of us are caught up in this wave of wanting different, being different, feeling different. Boy, is that ever a message coming through about this election. It's about differences. And we're still going through that Uranus-Pluto square. So this was revolutionary election. We'll have to see how much revolution, how much is torn apart as we go forward through the next 4 years. But tomorrow, Veterans Day, at 8:54 p.m., Venus will enter Capricorn. Now, as you know, Venus is our planet of love and affection, and it's also about harmony and beauty as well. It also watches over our money as well as anything we find valuable, including those things we kind of hold on to and don't like to let go of, like maybe your Halloween candy. But when it's in Capricorn, Capricorn is cautious, and it's reserved and very hardworking and persistent. So therefore, anything you've been tempted to entirely toss out over the last week, you might just find yourself wanting to hold on to it starting tomorrow. And think about it a little bit. And Capricorn does not like starting over entirely, almost as much as it refuses to make rash decisions. So we're going to feel a little more reserved about the decisions and the choices we're making as Venus makes that move into Capricorn. So you're going to be a lot more cautious with your relationships, your finer things, but it's also going to give you a much more serious approach to dealing with the issues that you need to resolve. And then the 12th, which is Saturday at 8:40 a.m., Mercury will enter Sagittarius. So we're going to have our minds and our tongues entering into that bold kind of forward-thinking Sagittarius, the gregarious humanitarian. Now, Sagittarius is charming and always feels delightfully innocent and refreshing, but they're not. They're quick of tongue. They like to let things fly a little bit. They can be perceptive and penetrating, but it lacks the patience to taste their words before spitting them out. So when we have Mercury in Sagittarius, we have to learn to be patient, watch what we say, because we're going to say more than we should. And we want to review anything that we're writing or submitting 2, 3, 4, 5 times to make sure it's the proper words. So don't try to grab the brass ring for a couple of weeks, because it's going to be very impulsive on our part. We are not ready. That Mercury in Sagittarius will give us a quick mind, but watch for the quick tongue. And then Monday at 5:52 a.m. Pacific, we'll have our full moon in Taurus, and it's a super moon, and it's the largest supermoon. It's the closest the moon will be to the Earth since 1948. So this is a big deal. And we know that full moons always bring a level of drama, even in the best of us. So we kind of become the drama queens. We start, after all, a full moon is bringing our emotions out. It doesn't just bring them to the surface. It brings them out. So we may find ourselves going through almost a manic phase of, you know, our laughter to tears, often without reason. We may find ourselves going through shifts. Be gentle with yourself and be gentle with others as they go through it as well. So because this is in Taurus also, we're going to be a little more stubborn about holding on to our right to feel the way that we feel. We're going to feel that there's absolutely no reason why we shouldn't feel the way we feel. That's our right. So watch out for that. But other people will feel the same way. So since Taurus likes indulgence and pretty things, expect some, watch out for your retail therapy, that you don't overdo it at the same time, because you may try to soothe your emotional vulnerability by buying more, and you have to really decide if you need that. So if someone tries to make a point with you during this period, especially with the full moon day, bite your lips, say nothing. Remember, Mercury's in Sagittarius. Mine's going to be quick. Watch the quick tongue. We're all going to feel emotionally vulnerable. Go easy. And sometimes the full moon presents a culmination of plans that we've put in place during the last full moon, new moon, or the new moon before that. So you may have some fabulous outcomes coming your way, depending on the intentions followed by actions that you put in place following the new moon, the previous new moon. So play nice, be very patient, do give and take, indulge yourself as well as those you love, but don't play with anyone's emotions unless you want to get gored by that bull, because everyone is going to be emotionally raw. Not a good time for that. Hold on one second. It's tough sometimes when you have to do the show and engineer everything at the same time, but that's the nature of the beast. And I'm not using that as a complaint, but sometimes I have to take a moment. You know, because of the election, because of everyone's emotions partially being raw, although Stephen said we have happiness coming our way, and I think that that's a good thing. But I wanted to also share the forgiveness prayer for all of us to go through again. Because we have to forgive ourselves and we have to forgive others. As I mentioned at the start of the show, I saw an awful lot of people blaming others for the outcome of the election. You know, the people who didn't vote for Bernie in the primary are responsible. The DNC is responsible. Hillary's responsible because she's a flawed candidate. Those who voted for Jill Stein are responsible. Well, at the end of the day, babe, everyone is responsible. Everyone. The DNC, Hillary, the Democratic Party as a whole, the candidate, of course, her campaign, those who voted for Jill Stein, those who didn't vote for Bernie, all of the people who didn't pay attention to the warning signs. And there was only one set of signs. Get yourself and everyone out to vote, because certainly the Trump campaign did several things to try to get people out to vote, and they drug those people out, trust me, and they got the vote and they won the election. The people marching in the street saying, he's not my president, sorry, he's your president. You don't have to like him, but he's your president. That's not optional. He's your president. He was elected. The democratic process was gone through. He's your president. But what we have to do is release this charge and anger. We can't go forward with the same hate and vitriol that was demonstrated by him and many of his followers in the election and subsequent to that. We have to be better than that. This is the time for those with a spiritual base and those with any desire for enlightenment or spiritual growth to rise above. Now, I'm not talking rose-colored glasses. I'm talking about see the reality you're within. But allow your heart to love. Allow yourself to express with gratitude. And allow yourself to release the anger, the hatred, the vitriol, and the resentment. So coming from the infinite wisdom of the Akashic Records by Lisa Barnett, I'm going to share the forgiveness prayer. It takes us through three levels. One, we forgive others who have harmed us. Two, we forgive ourselves for those we have harmed. Three, we forgive ourselves for any harm we've caused ourselves. I'll say the words slow, repeat them out loud after me, and we'll keep moving forward. Take a deep breath in. Release. Another deep breath in, diaphragmatic. Feel it down in the belly and release. Just one more. Release. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward anyone or anything that has hurt me. Consciously or unconsciously. From the beginning of time to this present moment. I now forgive them as I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself for any hurt that I have caused others, consciously or unconsciously. From the beginning of time to this present moment, I now forgive myself and I release the energy of the past. Divine Spirit Source, please move me into a state of forgiveness toward myself. For any hurt that I have caused myself, consciously or unconsciously. From the beginning of time to this present moment, I now forgive myself and release the energy of the past. I invoke the power of grace and forgiveness to transform my body, mind, and heart as I return to my divine innocence, and so it is. Breathe. Allow yourself to always breathe. Find a place where you can allow yourself to spiritually release as we go forward over these next several months and years. There's so much going to happen and go on with this new government in place in the United States. You owe it to yourself to find centers of peace and balance in your life. And remember, you control the environment of your life. You owe it to yourself to begin that action of making your life as rich as possible when you can't control those external forces further away from you. Good Vibrations Radio will be back on Tuesday with Kirilani and her Go With The Flow, sharing the energy of the week and the month. This show will replay again Friday, Pacific Time, 5 to 6 p.m. And Tuesday's and Thursday's show will also replay in sequence Friday evening, 7 to 9 p.m. right here on Radio Monterey. I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. I hope that it brings you some information, guidance, and support in these times when we feel sometimes often assailed by the world we live in. And as we try to walk a lit, enlightened, spiritual life in this world, it isn't always easy, but it requires consciousness to do it. And we hope to be a part and supporter of your journey through this time in the world. Once again, thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Please take what we share here, find what works for you, apply it in your life, and turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. We'll be back live on Tuesday. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
Gotta keep those love and good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those love good vibrations. Good.
tatsavituvareiniyam pargudevasyalimahi piyuyona prachodayam.